Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We now head to that fan hotline and find our good friend, Stephen Thompson of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Stephen, first of all, I have to apologize because the last time we talked about a Pitt game leading up, it was the Boston College game, and I raved about Turbo Richard and him having a Hall of Fame name. NC State's running back's name takes the cake.
Yeah, Hollywood Smothers, man. It's really hard to do a lot better than that. And he's also really, really good.
Yeah.
So that really helps it too.
Is that where it starts this week for Pitt, considering that they're also, you know, banged up on that side of the ball when it comes to the defensive line and the linebackers? Is that one of the things you're keeping your eyes on as we approach NC State this week?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a Pitt run defense. Called them elite on a couple of occasions this year when I've been talking about them. But, you know, they're elite with, you know, Rasheed Dawes and Kyle Lewis in there. And, you know, it's kind of an open question at this point if either of those guys play. I think for the most part, Pitt's defense can be kind of plug and play. And, you know, generally, as long as you've got some scholarship players in there, the scheme should take care of a lot of different things. But, you know, it's a big drop off when you go from two, you know, preseason all ACC selections to, you know, Cam Lindsay, who I think's a really promising player and has a lot of talent, but he's young. And then Nick Lappe, who played a really good game against Syracuse, obviously knows this game really well, but, you know, former Walk-on, right? Like, there's just a difference in talent there that you can't really make up for, even if guys are playing well and they know the scheme and everything like that. So a really big test for Pitt's front seven. You know, the good news is they're extremely healthy at the defensive tackle spot. And I think they're getting a little bit healthier on the defensive end spot. So if you're a Pitt fan, I think hopefully the defensive line can carry a little bit while those linebackers are getting a little bit healthier.
Yeah, in NC State, I feel like in Pitt in ways are similar. The fact that Dave Doran has been there for a long time. Do you feel that way as well with Dave Doran and Pat Narduzzi? Like, do you see maybe some similarities between both programs in the ACC at this point?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, Doran has been there for a long time, and you know, he was. You know, he's been in a tougher spot, I would say, than Pat Narduzzi has been for most of his tenure. I mean, you know, Pat Narduzzi makes two ACC championship games and wins one. But he, you know, wasn't having to compete with, you know, Florida State and Clemson year in, year out. So it certainly did help. But, you know, at the end of the day, Pat Narduzzi has and Pitt has an ACC championship ring from 2021. And NC State, you know, it hasn't been quite as successful a tenure for Dave Doran. I feel like, at least from the side, there's always been a lot of preseason expectations from time to time. And I can't say that NC State has always lived up to those expectations. So, you know, I think they're similar in that you always kind of find, you know, a handful of guys who are really, really great talent on that team. And then just the statistics doesn't always translate to it. So, you know, it's some seasons, you know, during Dave Doran's tenure, but you never, I think, especially the past two seasons, you haven't really felt like they've always lived up to the expectations that maybe they laid out for themselves preseason, or maybe that they had at some point, you know, in those seasons. Consistency, I guess, more over the pieces describe NC State over Dave Doran, under Dave Doran.
Stephen Thompson covers Pitt for the Post-Gazette. The story, Stephen, surrounding the Panthers the last 3 weeks is at quarterback and Mason Heinschel. What are some of the things that you've noticed about the offense that is different with Heinschel guiding the team versus Eli Holstein? And is there anything injury-wise that's new on Heinschel's front? I know that it looked like he might have got banged up at one point in the Syracuse game.
Yeah, so, you know, got banged up a little bit. I think it was his right shoulder that wasn't feeling great. He stayed in the game. I think clearly not quite the you know, it was clearly bothering him. So, you know, he will try to rest up, you know, this week. We'll see what that first injury report on Thursday says. We haven't, you know, heard anything new quite yet, but I think the outlook generally optimistic because he stayed in the game on Saturday night, finished the game. You know, even though it wasn't really his best game, I thought he finished a lot stronger than he started. So, you know, he struggled a little bit at Florida State, but for the most part, it was just one or two plays, right? It was those two interceptions and, you know, a handful of, you know, I guess you could call them freshman mistakes where he's, you know, just trying to make a play where we're not. This Saturday night against Syracuse was, I think, the first time where we had seen him be, you know, inaccurate, I guess you could say. You know, they blitzed him a lot more than any other team he faced has so far in this small sample size. I believe it was the first time he's been blitzed north of 50% of his dropbacks. So I think that did affect his accuracy as well. You know, the offensive line penalties hit him, and, you know, Pitt was put into a bunch of second, third and longs. So that certainly didn't help that he was in a ton of obvious pass situations where Syracuse can apply some pressure and drop a lot of guys in coverage. For the most part, he's been really good, I think, at beating what's been the typical coverage, you know, this Pitt offense faces week in, week out, which is a bunch of extra guys dropped into coverage, a ton of blitz. You know, teams want to make Pitt earn it, you know, march down the field in, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 plays. And so he had been really good at distributing the ball, completing passes, getting first down, marching the offense down the field, and then executing in the red zone. It's just been kind of a lot more consistent. You know, you don't see as many of the big, you know, 20-plus yard passes that Eli Holstein was really good at. But defenses are going to take that away. Heinschel for the most part have been good at executing the smaller things well, and his receivers, it certainly helps him out by creating some big plays after the catch. But I think that's been the biggest difference, is that Heinschel had been more efficient on shorter passes, and that had made Pitt you know, a more efficient offense, I would say, and also, you know, lended itself to some more complementary football. I mean, it's got a little bit of a rest, and especially when they're under the AR right now. That's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's really huge.
Steven, in four games, Eli Holstein sacked 9 times. Mason Heinschel threw 3 starts, 14 sacks. How much of that is, you know, a true freshman trying to extend plays when he shouldn't, but also at the same time, you know, where does, you know, Keith Gavea and Jeff Percy in the offensive line being banged up at times since Heinschel's been in there attribute to how many times he's been sacked through 3 games?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, at least from my view. You know, Heinschel has had a couple of moments where I thought he might have hung on to the ball a little bit too long. You know, instead when he can, you know, throw something away and maybe save himself a hit or, you know, trying to make a play down the field or he had someone open. But that said, I think if you ask this offensive line, they would tell you that they certainly have a bunch of stuff to clean up as well. You know, part of that is kind of the teams that they played. I mean, Syracuse and Florida State, some of their strengths are on the defensive line, especially defensively. So that played a part in it as well. You know, I think especially Kendall Stanley, you know, after a really strong game against Florida State, you know, had, you know, probably I would venture to say one of the rougher games of his career. I don't expect him to play like that week. There are things that I think the offensive line needs to improve upon, but we can help a little bit by putting themselves in better situations, right? If they don't commit as many false start penalties or holdings or on early downs, first and second down, then they're not facing third and longs where, you know, opponents don't have to worry much about, you know, pinning their ears back and really getting after Mason Heinschel and trying to speed up the freshman quarterback. Because their offense, you know, is predicated in my mind on being good on early downs. You know, when Mason Heinschel was, you know, really lighting it up against Boston College and Florida State is because they were in, you know, third down, but also fourth downs in manageables. And that really wasn't the case in Syracuse when it was the first time with him under center that this offense had looked really rough. So it all got them being cleaner on early downs. A lot of the issues that we saw against Syracuse, I think, will take care of themselves in a way.
Talking to Stephen Thompson, Pitt beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Stephen, last question for Saturday before we shift into some hoops talk. You know, obviously Hollywood Smothers over 100 yards a game, 5 touchdowns, 6.5 yards a carry. CJ Bailey for them has been very efficient, 72% completion percentage. What are some of the other storylines, points of interest in your mind from a Pitt side of things when it comes to Saturday pique your interest?
Well, it's really, yeah, that offensive. Well, I think sticking with the defensive side of the ball, I'd say, first of all, it's the ability of Cam Lindsay, Nick Lappe, whoever's playing linebacker. I guess, you know, there's a possibility that Rasheem Biles and Kyle Lewis play on Saturday. We don't know, but covering in space is going to be a big thing. Bailey's also got some legs to him. He can move a little bit, but Smothers is also one of their leading receivers, if not their leading receiver. So being able to tackle in space and being able to, you know, keep him contained in that sense, make them one-dimensional. I feel pretty confident that Pitt is going to, you know, sell out and devote enough resources to stop in the run. But, you know, can you cover in space? Can you stop the passing attack and stop the things on the edges? A bit of an open question given, you know, the outside situation. But NC State, you know, on defense also has 2 really good defensive ends. So Ryan Bear, who's played really well in my mind as of late, and then Kendall Stanley, is in need of a bounce back game. Those guys are going to have to really be on their P's and Q's and have strong games if they're going to keep Heintzel light.
Pitt and NC State this Saturday. It is homecoming for the Panthers. You can listen to it here on 93.7 The Fan with a 3:30 kickoff. It's also on the ACC network. Basketball is right around the corner, and the not so secret scrimmages anymore that go from like 5 years ago, they were super top secret and nobody ever knew they existed, and now you can get a credential and cover them. They played Providence at the Pete and won, and Providence, I believe, was picked fourth in the Big East preseason poll. Like, what stood out to you the most from the not-so-secret scrimmage? And the biggest question is like, who the hell is going to score for these guys? Because the roster is just so different from a year ago.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, outside of the fact that they won, which was, to be quite honest, surprising enough on its own, was the fact that they led for about 25 minutes of this game, close to 26
wow.
minutes, went by about double digitally, which was a problem last year, especially ACC players. But for the most part, Pitt was really in control of this game. That was the most impressive thing to me. Not only reclaiming a lead, battling back from that early deficit, but keeping their foot on the gas all the way through the end of the game was really impressive in my mind. You know, Providence, I think, is going to be at the very worst on the kind of March Madness bubble. At least that's the way it looks right now. So, you know, exhibition game, not quite the same as a regular season game, but still, I think an impressive result in that sense. And you mentioned scoring. I thought one of the other notable things was that Barry Dunning, who for my money is going to be the leading scorer on this team. I think he was reduced as he did at South Alabama last year. He only scored 4 points on four shots. You know, not only kind of a lower usage than I would have expected for him, but, you know, he wasn't, you know, he didn't score very much, and Pitt still put up 81 points. So I think that's really notable. They got a ton of contributions off the bench. You know, Brandon Cummings scored a little bit, but Amari Witherspoon, the freshman, was in double figures. You know, they got a lot of contributions from up and down the lineup, which, you know, was really good. Noyes and Drew Sadis scored in double figures as well. DeMarco Minor, who, you know, point guard who's going to drive the ship for them, handle the ball. Not necessarily known as a scorer, but 50% from the field and 15 points, 6-7 from the line. You'll take that all day. So that was the offense, I guess I would say, is really the most impressive thing. We know they're, we're suspecting they're not going to be a great 3-point shooting team, and they were only 3-for-15 on Sunday afternoon, but only 15 threes. I think that's a sign of kind of knowing your strengths and weaknesses to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And they shot north of 50% inside the arc. So they, I think, clearly have some ways to score, even if they're not knocking down threes, which doesn't seem like the 3-point shot is going to be a big part of their offense this year. So good sign that they were able to put up a bunch of points without having to go bombs away from three.
The starting lineup was DeMarco Minor, Biba Cummings, Corin, Roman Sulepa, the freshman from Australia, and then Barry Dunning. With Deshaun Jackson's outlook not looking great, obviously, because of his health issue, do you think that's probably the starting lineup that will remain consistent, at least for the start of the season?
That's my best guess, at least for opening night. You know, is it possible that you know, Papa Conte has a resurgent season? You know, he was coming off a knee injury last year, and talking to Jeff Capel, the knee still clearly, if not physically, you know, kind of mentally coming back from a season ending knee injury was kind of in the back of his head for a little bit. And he's been, you know, a different guy, this preseason and coming into the fall. So I think it's possible that Papa Conte shows some stuff that earns him a starting job. But for right now, yeah, Corin, Brandon Cummings to give him some shooting. Minor is going to run the show at point guard, right? And then Dunning, kind of your leading scorer, and Salupa. You need him for rebounding, I think, in defense when you just need that kind of muscle when if Jackson's not going to be in there. So, you know, there's a chance in your Sadis, because he's supposed to be a good shooter, that he shows enough to earn a starting job as well. He also had 7 rebounds, too, so that's notable as well, kind of a bigger guard. So there are a couple guys who could play their way in there, but I would say, if I were a betting man, that would be, you know, the starting lineup on opening day and probably for the rest of the year, for most of the year.
Last question for Stephen Thompson, covers Pitt for the Post-Gazette. As far as the ACC is concerned, Pitt picked 14th. Duke, probably going to be really good again, picked to win the league. Louisville, second. North Carolina, third. I believe those are the three teams that will start the season ranked. Outside of those top three, how good is this league? And was 14th for Pitt fair or unfair? Or do you have no idea because of how new the roster is and how the transfer portal has just completely, you know, shaken up, especially college basketball?
Well, I had Pitt 13th on my ballot. So
okay.
I think it's pretty fair. But to be quite honest, you know, that range that Pitt's in, you know, basically 13th or 14th up through, I don't know, do you want to say 8th or something like that? You know, maybe 7th is a little bit of a crapshoot. I don't know if anyone really knows how that middle of the conference is going to shake out. And it's been a little bit of the story for the past few years. Like, the basement is really bad. The middle is a mess. And you got a few teams at the top who really established themselves. That said, I think the top of the league, there's a much wider or much bigger, deeper top of the league. Like, NC State has a ton of talent and a really good coach in Will Wade, who came over from McNeese State this offseason. Virginia has a new coach and kind of a new look, you know, a new personality under Ryan Odom. They've got a lot of talent, too. So I think Virginia could be really good. I believe they'll win the league. I think Pat Kelsey is far and away the best coach in the league, and they are uber talented as well. So, you know, there are more than a few teams that I think are capable of challenging Duke, especially because, you know, Duke's got a really great, you know, young freshman recruiting class. You know, bringing back Isaiah Evans is big for them too. He's a really good shooter and a good player from last year's team. But, you know, Cameron Boozer's not Cooper Flagg. Like, I think Cooper Flagg, you know, every bit the generational talent that people said he was last season. And I'm just not sure if Boozer, as talented as he is and as great an NBA prospect as he's going to be, if he has the capability to kind of carry a team and lead a team in the same way. So I think that top of the league is really wide open. You know, we'll see how the depth shakes out. You know, it's really all comes down to non-conference play. And you see more than a few of these ACC teams really challenging themselves in the non-conference. And that's where we will kind of, you know, open and close the debate about whether or not this league is deep or you know, good enough to kind of contend with the rest of the power conferences is how to play a non-conference play against, you know, those other power leagues. It's kind of an open question given how much is changing. There are a bunch of new head coaches, not just NC State, Virginia, but Miami has a new one too. So a lot of stuff out in the early going.
Pitt basketball's next exhibition next Monday against Pitt Johnstown. The season opens the following week, November the 3rd, against Youngstown State. Talking to Stephen Thompson, covers the Panthers for the Post-Gazette. You can read him at post-gazette.com. Stephen, appreciate you as always, brother. We'll do it again soon. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot, Jax.
All right, take care, brother. There you go. Stephen Thompson of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can listen to Pop and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday, 12 noon, at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. How do you feel about the Panthers, football or basketball? Take your pick. Pitt and NC State Saturday at 3:30. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about the Pitt Hoop Squad heading into 25-26? Take those calls, plus your thoughts on the Steelers heading into perhaps the, no, not perhaps, the most intriguing and the best storyline of the Sunday night football slate of the season with Rodgers taking on the Green Bay Packers. Phone lines are open. Next segment, 412-928-9370. I'm Jack Hillgrove with you until 10:35 on the Fan Evening Show here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.